This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Silva, S-I-L-V-A, first name Anna, A-N-A. The date of birth, July 23rd, 1971. Date of evaluation, January 3rd, 2023. Referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 51-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right shoulder surgery, period. The HBI, the patient is a 51-year-old female with history of industrial injury dating to approximately 2016, period. She is an employee at the CPMC open parentheses medical center close parentheses period. She reports having developed recurrent motion injury of the right shoulder period. She first underwent surgery in approximately January 23rd, 2019 period. Post-surgery, she had reportedly done well, period. She then went back to work, period. However, after approximately 9 months, correction, she went back to work after approximately 9 months, period. However, 1 month later, she developed pain and associated swelling involving the right shoulder, period. She reported pain is dull, constant, and worsened by sleeping on the right shoulder. Pain is improved with inactivity, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. There is no additional associated symptoms, period. She denies any history of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Past medical history, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number fibroid tumor, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, next number discectomy, next number C-section times 3, next number hysterectomy. Medications. None. Allergies. No known drug allergies. The family history. Mother had CVA and died from myocardial infarction. Social history. She notes rare alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight gain. Skin unremarkable. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. Throat, she has sore throat. Respiratory, she reports occasional cough. Cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, PND. Genitourinary, she has had mild frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal, she has had right leg and left leg pain and cramps. Otherwise, as per HPI, the physical examination, blood pressure 125/71, pulse 95, respiratory rate 12, height 60 inches, weight 141.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. further exam, right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction and external rotation, period. There is decreased range of motion, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 86 beats per minute. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted, period. MRI reveals moderate supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis, period. There is moderate biceps tendinosis and subscapularis tendinosis, period. There are longitudinal splits within the proximal biceps tendon and superolateral aspect of the subscapularis tendon, period. The muscles above the shoulders appear normal, period. There is advanced cartilage loss in the acromioclavicular joint with small underlying subcortical cysts and moderate adjacent spurring. The overall conclusion: moderate biceps tendinosis and moderate rotator cuff tendinosis. Next number, arthrosis of the acromioclavicular joint with advanced cartilage loss and moderate spurring. Next number, tearing of the superior labrum. Next number, mild capsular thickening and increased signals suggesting mild adhesive capsulitis. The impression, this is a 51-year-old female with history of industrial injury to the right shoulder. She is found to have multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. She further has familial risk factors for CAD, period. Despite the same, the patient is noted to be clinically stable. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. ECG revealed no acute changes, period. Overall, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Perioperative risk is felt not to be significantly increased, period. She has noted has impingement syndrome of the right shoulder and is now scheduled for a distal clavicle resection, period. She again is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.